Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome to the 2023 Friendo Awards. It's in 2024.
This is the winners.
But it's for the winners of 2023.
Yes.
You know, we had these awards open for a very long time, so you guys had plenty of time to put your answers in.
We got over 1,000 submissions.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good number. It's a good sample size. Not like 10 people voted. 1,000 people voted.
The fact that we sort of half-assed it this year goes to show that... Still over 1,000 people voted. All right, let's get this thing over with, Larson.
All right, I guess so. First thing we got to do, though, Steve, is we got to determine who the Going In Raw Wrestler of the Year is. This is, of course, also known as the Baron Corbin Award. It's the wrestler that captivated our imagination for whatever reason, more so than anybody else in the world of pro wrestling.
It's the wrestler that is sort of it's basically like, you know, Going In Raw is a very the podcast, not the act, not the sexual act. We're a very specific thing. You know, we're just a couple of dudes. We're a couple of wrestling fans who somehow managed to make a career out of talking about it. And so, you know, it's sort of like the clown wrestler of the year. You know, I mean, it's named after Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, to me, there's really one name that stands out heads and tails above the rest. I know Von Wagner's won it a couple years in a row, I think.
At least once, yes.
But I feel like he turned a bit of a corner this year because the crowd kind of was into Von Wagner and he was doing some good stuff.
And they were telling an interesting story with him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's not him. Clearly, there is a new name. And I probably could have seen this one coming, to be honest with you, given that he might have been on the precipice a couple times when he was with AEW.
Yeah.
Talking about, of course, Lexus King showed up to NXT, had some relatively kind of interesting vignettes where he was watching a television of his dad's old matches. And everybody was like, oh, man, it's Pillman Jr.
Yeah.
And then when he showed up, it was negative Riz.
You know, the moment he won this award? He's in the ring with Carmelo and Trick, and he tries to put his sunglasses in his pocket on his jacket and can't.
And because there's no pocket there.
There's no pocket there, and so he throws him out of the ring. That sealed the deal for Lexus King Going In Raw Wrestler of the Year.
For me, even prior to that, I remember when his first entrance happened and it was like a throne sliding into place.
Yeah.
I did see a tweet out there from somebody I didn't know said, negative Riz. That's all it said, negative Riz. And I was like, "That this is our Going In Raw Wrestler of the Year.
So congratulations to Lexus King for
Congratulations, Lexus King.
The Baron Corbin Award. So next we have three writing categories that we left it up to the friendos to put, you know, whatever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So after tallying the results, this is what we got. The Wrestling YouTube Channel of the Year that's not Going In Raw or WrestleJuice.
It's weird. Like, he's like right in your business now, but he's centered in the screen.
I don't know what to tell you.
There we go.
That's not Going In Raw WrestleJuice. Someone...
Wait, I wasn't eligible for this?
No, because you're part of the Going In Raw family. You're a friend of Club Wrestling. Those, I did see one vote for WrestleFarts.
Did I get a lot of votes?
Got a couple.
Nice.
There was one vote for WrestleFarts, so thank you to that person. That's not even a real channel. But the winner for Friendo's favorite wrestling YouTube channel of 2023 is Cultaholic.
Hey, congratulations. We love Cultaholic.
We do love Cultaholic.
I love all these guys. So Cultaholic came in first. WrestleTalk, our good friends over WrestleTalk. You know, hey, maybe if we're able to finally, in 2024. Tamper with Luke Owens' contract enough. Bring him on. Larson goes off.
Why do I have to go anywhere? This is my deal.
It's a figure of speech. Well. It's a figure of speech.
No, you're trying to...
And then Stash Club, which I'll be honest with you. Like, when I saw Stash Club, I was like, man, we should do something like this. Short form content, add some quizzes to it, rip some people off. You know, that's all the it is, you know. It's just all about ripping people off, but doing it in the right way. You know? Anyways, right. Yeah, people really like the Stash Club, so that's awesome. Congratulations.
They did well.
They're in third place, WrestleTalk Cultaholic, so shout out to all of them for being great.
Wrestling podcast of the year again that's not going in Raw. Mm-hmm. Your winner, WrestleTalk.
There you go.
And then Cultaholic.
By three votes. There you go. Okay.
And then Deadlock finished third.
Love Deadlock.
Love Deadlock.
Love those guys.
Love,
congratulations.
Love Deadlock.
Congratulations. All winners there.
Yeah. The last writing category is going in Raw Moment of the Year. When Enforcer won Mania Predictions because he accidentally picked Roman Reigns to win.
Yeah. One of Enforcer's things in predictions was, you know, sleepily not choosing the correct thing that he wanted, that he had intended to.
Yeah.
And realizing during a show that he had chosen incorrectly from what his intentions were.
Yes.
And that ended up playing out at WrestleMania. He had meant to choose Cody Rhodes, instead chose Roman Reigns, and he won predictions.
He did. So thank you, friendos, for voting that as a winner for Moment of the Year. Next up, everybody likes Punk Daily.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Punk Daily's great. You know, it seems like we might be done with the Punk Dailies for now. If they come roaring back, it'll be because CM Punk is up to some shenanigans backstage. But I kind of feel like that's not going to be the case. And then
at least for a little bit. Yeah.
Also on here is the tribute to the Enforcer. Obviously we lost our dear, dear friend, the Enforcer, this year. Just absolutely devastating. Mm-hmm. But you know, we got together with all the friendos, and we did a stream where we, you know, got to celebrate him, and I don't know, his birthday's coming up. We should do another one.
We'll do something for that. For sure. From here on out, it's all categories that friendos voted on. Mm-hmm. No more write-ins.
Except
for the Going in Raw Hall of Fame, which is just the two of us.
That's just us. You guys don't.
So, you know, we'll run through these relatively quickly. Breakout star of 2023 nominees were Swerve Strickland, Trick Williams.
You don't have to run through the nominees.
All right, Swerve won.
Swerve won.
Handily.
We can talk about, like, any surprising things here, but there's really nothing surprising here. Trick Williams was a distant second.
Yeah. Swerve won by a good margin.
And with good reason.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Best promotion of 2023. God damn, this was not even close to being close. WWE. No. Which won by like over 700 votes.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
There was like a 1,064 votes cast estimate.
Again.
They got 848.
The audience is a reflection of the content. You know?
E-drones like this guy.
Oh, you got that right, buddy.
Not coincidentally.
Ooh.
Best booker of 2023 goes to Triple H again by a healthy margin over Shawn Michaels. Tony Khan finishing a very distant fourth.
Oh, my God. 3 votes for Gato, 36 votes for Tony Khan. Scott D'Amore almost doubled up Tony Khan. Wow.
I know. Most shocking moment of 2023, CM Punk's entire year of 2023. There's like 3 different things you could point as a shocking moment. Again,
so I'm kind of curious here. Hold on. I'm doing a little bit of math in my head. So even if all the Vince McMahon WWE business drama 178 plus 99 is 277.
So it'd been around 400 and something.
So all of that stuff still, it would have gotten second place, but it wasn't enough to topple CM Punk's 2023.
Nope.
Yeah. And then Cody losing a Mania 198. I liked it. I like that an actual kayfabe moment busted in here.
Same. That's think a lot good. Of people were expecting Cody to win. Didn't happen. Next, best feud of 2023. This one's a bit more competitive, but Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, their feud early part of 2023. Takes the win here.
Yeah.
Edging out Swerve and Hangman's feud.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody and Kevin Owens and Sammy feuding with the Bloodline leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think this is definitely deserving. I think everybody was talking about
it. It was
Sammy
the best story WWE's told in a long time.
I agree. After that, we had best tag team of 2023. This was competitive.
The most competitive category.
Especially between the top two. Judgment Day had 279 votes. And Better Than You, Bay Bay, had 243. I think I had voted for Better Than You,
Bay. And I voted for Judgment Day.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So.
Best show of 2023 with a huge lead. WrestleMania 39 this year. It's kind of cool. The WrestleMania is the show of shows. And yeah. Also, in the eyes of our audience, the best
top show.
As well.
Top show. Top All show. In London, coming in second in the Rumble. After that, best match of 2023. I was kind of surprised, a little bit surprised by this outcome, but I've seen this match get a lot of love in the best of stuff.
You know, I like when the friendos don't go along with just what we have to say. Because what was your match?
Swerve and Hangman, the Texas Death Match.
Mine was Ospreay Omega, I think, at Wrestle Kingdom, which came in second, and then Swerve Hangman came in third. But number one was Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania. I think that's awesome.
It was a spectacular bout.
It was a really, really good bout. Yeah, it was
good. And then our final category is Wrestler of the Year. I was expecting this to be a bit more competitive, but it wasn't.
In retrospect, looking at it now, seeing all the love the WWE is getting, not terribly shocking, but yeah, you're right. I thought Danielson would make more of a play here. Gunther, your Wrestler of the Year for the friendos, 385 votes. Bryan Danielson came in with 132. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting stuff.
It's a good year for everybody on this list, though. So just because you didn't finish first doesn't mean your year wasn't good. It was great. Great year for Gunther, Danielson, and everybody nominated for Wrestler of the Year. So congratulations to all the winners of the Friendo Awards 2023. Before we get to the Going In Raw Hall of Fame, I know we've had some conversations off camera about this, but maybe we can talk about it a bit on camera, about making some adjustments to how the Friendo Awards are done in the future, changes in categories, and whatnot. So nothing is decided yet, but just be on the lookout for next year if we do them at all.
Yeah, I can't look. I like them. I kind of feel this. So here's the thing about the Friendo Awards. Towards the end of, again, reiterating, it's just the two of us. Towards the end of the year, we start like loading up on content so that we can take our 1 week of vacation per year.
Yeah.
And in doing that, like sometimes the Friendo Awards, they just end up being, because the content is first, the Friendo Awards themselves, the process by which we put them together, the nominees, the actual voting apparatus, et cetera, just becomes kind of a, let's get this thing done.
Well, it's generally hastily put together, yes.
And I'm not huge on putting out stuff where it's like, let's just get it done.
Yeah.
Hastily put together. And so maybe if we make more of an effort this year, like around November, to start putting together like some, and I'm talking about both of us, putting together some graphics. Because this year, especially, like, you carried the heavy load on the Friendo Awards. I was like, oh, let me take a look at this list. Yeah, looks great. You know, and then LA Knight, you know, wasn't in the breakout star of the year category. And it's like, I shouldn't expect you to fucking do everything when I'm supposed to be one half of this team. So, I put that a lot of myself, but also being realistic about our workload. You know, I'd like to continue them. It's just, I think maybe if we're cognizant of, hey, let's get these things started a little bit earlier and be more aware of it.
I think introducing some different categories, maybe ditching some other ones.
I think if we have a little bit more fun with it, as opposed to just tag team.
That's what I'm
here.
Thinking too. Yeah. A little more fun.
I like it.
Fun.
We'll think about it.
We got a year to think about it. So anyways, move on to Going In Raw Hall of Fame. You know, we already got a pretty illustrious group in the Hall of Fame. We can go through, well, some of them might not last past the show, but we'll talk about that here in a second. The Going In Raw Hall of Fame, as it stands right now, includes Triple H.
Yes.
Vince McMahon used to be in it.
He got kicked out last year.
Got kicked out. Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Paige.
Yeah.
Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam.
Yeah.
CM Punk.
Yeah.
DDP.
Yeah.
Vader.
Vader, yeah.
Bruiser Brody.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yeah.
Sid.
Yeah.
At Sushi Onita.
Good.
Great Muda.
Yeah. Mm.
Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, okay.
Dave Meltzer.
Uh-huh.
I suggest that we take the Steiner brothers out because of Rick Steiner. And in its place, put Steiner Math Promo.
Okay, approved.
Approve. There we go. New Jack.
Okay, good.
Adam Mayhem.
Yeah, are we doing the whole let's take them out thing?
Well, we'll discuss that in a second.
Right now?
10 for the win.
Yeah.
Ultimo Dragon, also a picture of Ultimo Dragon with all the titles.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Kevin Nash shoot interview, take your pick.
Yeah.
Vampiro, Steve's good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Johnston.
Yeah, he's great.
Bill Apter.
Sure.
I mean, he's a legend in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
Slow Wolf Pack.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
End of an era match.
Perfect.
Saga.
Yeah, he should probably go out.
For like 3 weeks, we're real into the robot wrestling.
Hey, you know what? I will say this. It was a lot of fun. You, me, and the Enforcer sitting there watching videos.
It captured a moment.
Yeah.
The Big Red title.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Top Notch and Mecha Santa.
Good.
Rawgate Mutant.
Yeah.
The awesome. Old Going in Raw logo.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
CM Punk versus John Cena, Money in the Bank 2011.
Okay,
and good. Then Viano 4, mostly for his performance in the Triple Mania shows last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's so good. That's good.
Friendo Wing.
Yeah.
Dan Nerd Cube, of course, started Going in Raw with us.
Yeah, wouldn't obviously. Be here without him.
Cal Jack, the current H Championship champion.
Great. Yeah, I love him.
Of course, the Enforcer, Stevie Bradley.
Absolutely.
Maggie, she is our champion.
Yes.
Hall of Famer Jeffrey.
Yes, correct.
Rob Zerver.
Oh, of course.
Mr. Dope.
Absolutely.
The man turned Chris Kaufman.
Love him.
Undead Commissioner Ulysses.
Love him.
And then Church of Joshi.
They're great. They're awesome.
Fantastic. So,
perfect.
Typically how we do things.
Do we even need to nominate anybody? We don't even need anymore.
This is the most fun part of this is the most fun part of Going in Raw. There's one name we have to discuss because it's now or never.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start, Steve?
Can we take Adam Mayhem out?
All right.
Okay, he's out. So, what next? You said all right. That means approved.
I said all right.
Maybe he'll go back in some next year. I don't know.
Long-term storytelling with Steve here. Let's start with the Friendo Wing.
Okay.
Because I think there's a name that people are anticipating potentially maybe going into the Going Into a Hall of Fame this year, and we should save that for last because that's good storytelling.
Oh, yeah, right.
So let's start with the Friendo Wing.
Talking about Vince Russo.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
My first nominee for the Friendo Wing, this is a Friendo who helps the show run, and if he didn't help us, we wouldn't be able to do something that's very important to our pay-per-view cycle.
We'd be lost, man.
I'm talking about our Google Form wizard, Cody Miles.
Oh, yeah, dude. Put him in.
If he wasn't handling the Google Forms, yeah. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And you put your stuff in, and then you get your score right away. That's all Cody.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And so we are really indebted to him to making the predictions work on a month-to-month basis. Nominate Cody Miles, friend of
mine. I got his name right here written down as well.
Cody's in. See, here's the thing. If we both have the name, in.
In. Absolutely.
And if we don't, then we debate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, who else do you got?
Next. Man, she's been around for a while now. She made us some really cool friggin' jewelry this year. I don't have it on right now, but I got a bunch of them in my bedroom. I'm talking about Brie Marie. Brie Mode. There you go. Man, she sent us all sorts of cool shit, like Star Trek stuff and comic book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's one of our terrific mods. So I say Brie Marie goes in.
Brie goes in.
All right, she's in.
Next name. I know this is a long time friendo. We just talked to him during our 12-hour stream. And he's been an awesome part of our community for a very long time. One of our, he's been the mod for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
A hell of a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put the B man, Patrick Sparks, in the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Got him right here, also.
B man, you're in.
I got him right here. All right, I'm going to throw this name out here real quick.
Uh oh.
Yeah, this dude's been with us for way too long. His Twitter avatar is literally one of our pieces of artwork that I did for us for one of our shirts. He sits there and he's on almost every live stream. He never does a super chat because he always does the power chat to make sure we get the most money. He's literally sent us cash money before, but
yeah.
I know he never asked for anything besides trying to keep us on the straight and narrow. Man, this dude... Dirty Rich. I say he goes in, man. He's Dirty a pain Rich. In the ass, but he's the best pain in the ass. So I say Dirty Rich.
Dirty
goes
Rich
in.
Is in.
He got us like a Corey Graves, like man on the street intro one time. He got us a Matt Riddle one time. Yeah.
He got us custom football jerseys.
He got us custom football. He sent us a bunch of titles. Dirty Rich is in, man. Dirty it's Rich not because in. He gives us stuff.
No.
It's because he has been day one. He knows more about us than we do. I love Dirty Rich, so let's get him in, man.
Agreed. Dirty All Rich right. is in.
All right.
I got one more name here. Again, this is someone who helps us run, operate Going In Raw to the best of his capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such as that is. But without this person, me personally, I'd be in a lot of pain Monday nights. And on pay-per-view.
Oh, wow.
Saturday and Sundays, having to worry about taking notes.
All right. Yep.
So I'm going to nominate Chris Gehrig's
put him
for
in.
The Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate all the note-taking he does for us. And you know, he'll do it on extremely short notice as well.
Right.
And we really, really appreciate you, Chris. So Going In Raw Hall of Famer, Chris Gehrig's.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to the actual, to the main wing of the Hall of Fame.
Go ahead. You nominate first.
All right. First up, man, you know, a couple years ago, WWE, they had this arrangement with, the Saudi Arabian government. A lot of people are poo pooing it. And all of a sudden, one of the major, things about that was, we had to start doing these premium live events like a different time of the day, specifically the morning.
I think I know where this is going.
One thing that got us through that really actually geeked us out about doing these shows was it's McGriddle time.
Yep.
So I'm gonna put up for a vote the McDonald's McGriddle into the Going Raw Hall of Fame.
How can I object?
You can't object to that. McGriddle's in, baby.
McGriddle's in. All right. The first nominee I got, you know, I started getting a bit sentimental talking to Rob, maybe because I was really tired.
Yeah, right.
Towards the tail end of our 12-hour stream.
Yeah.
And
I always like seeing if I can guess where this is going to go.
And, you know, our video game stuff never really did terribly well in terms of numbers, but we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, we did have a lot of fun doing it.
And I think in a lot of respects, some of the best stuff we've ever done was one particular series where there was a creative synergy between the two of us led to just
magic.
The people downstairs or old office might disagree.
Yeah.
That being said, I think we book Raw. Steven Larson book Raw. The series should go in the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
You know what we got to do? We got to grab all those videos and put them together in one long epic video and try to see if we can upload that amount of footage up. Yeah, we book Raw is definitely in. All right, man. This next one here for me is going to be an incident that took place. It's actually two incidents that took place. One was in August of this past year. Before that, there was one that took place in September of the year before. And of course, I'm talking about Brawl In and Brawl Out.
I almost nominated Brawl Out.
Because, man, there has not been anything so entertaining and profitable to talk about than Brawl Out and Brawl In, and who can forget the endless like vocal recreations that we did? We had literally a stylized impersonation of the oddly modulated microphone.
Yeah, it was tuned down. Yeah,
of CM Punk.
Excuse me.
I'm so tired of working at this place. There's a bunch of children. I'm fucking tired and over it. So Brawl Out, Brawl In, for the bizarre level of entertainment that these fucking egomaniacal pro wrestlers.
You got that right.
Just going absolutely crazy backstage, all the way to it's real glass, Crimea River. I'm going to nominate Brawl Out and Brawl In.
Because I consider Brawl Out myself. Almost put on my list too. So.
Yeah, man.
Next up, man, I don't know if I've felt this measure of elation in a very long time. We've been fortunate enough to appear on Quizzlemania a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And when we won.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome moment. Yeah.
It was such a spectacular moment.
It was great.
And one I'll remember forever. So I think it should be enshrined in the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
Okay. I like that a lot. I've got one more. This guy here. This might be controversial, but he provided me with a lot of entertainment as a wrestler over the past, 2 years or so.
2 years. Are you going to nominate Cody?
He was, no, not yet. He wasn't like the best in-ring technician by a far shot, but the guy had a lot of really funny facial movements. And Triple H didn't like him, but Vince McMahon loved him.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And he ain't wrestling anymore. He's out. I'm nominating Rick Boogs for the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
No, he's not getting my approval yet.
No Boogs?
Not yet, no.
No Boogs?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. So I actually have two more.
Okay.
One, you usually put a match in every year.
Yeah, and I have a match also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My match is Sasha versus Bayley at NXT Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's in. Yeah, that's a great one. I love that.
Probably
that's
my favorite NXT match of all time.
All right, so here's my second. This is my...
Is this your match?
This is my last... Yeah, this is my match. This is my match. And I'm going to be pretty... This is a match. So 2020 was a tough year and everybody likes
mm-hmm.
It's a tough year, right?
It was.
And WWE, they really had a hard time during pandemic, but they did stumble upon something that in some situations really gave us bouts of inspiration. I'm talking about, of course, a cinematic match.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one particular match that you and I both absolutely adored. We loved so much. And it was Firefly Funhouse match. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that one.
All right.
I'm talking about WWE's version of its mad world.
Money in the Bank match.
Talking about Money in the Bank 2020. Specifically, the end of Money in the Bank 2020, where AJ Styles had his hands on Money in the Bank, and he was your pick in predictions to win, and that briefcase slipped through his hands and fell down into my pick, Otis's hands, for probably the worst Money in the Bank run ever. But that moment of overjoy on your face, and then it sunk down into disaster. And the opposite happened to me. I'm nominating for Going In Raw Hall of Fame. Who's your last request for the Hall of Fame, Larson?
We'll talk about that in a second. We all know it's coming. This last nominee from me.
Yep.
Last year of eligibility.
Yep.
The time is now if it's ever going to happen.
Okay, yeah.
And, you've been adamant, a firm no on him going in, though that no has softened this year. If it's not going to happen this year, it's not going to happen, period.
I'll be honest with you. It's very fortuitous for Christian Cage.
It's Christian.
The obvious person you're talking about.
Someone who should have been a Going In Raw Hall of Famer years ago.
That he had the year he had. It's very fortuitous that he did.
And there's a reason I did the two top nominations before and then stopped. I was waiting. Waiting for a more fortuitous moment. And now it gets no more fortuitous than this moment now.
Yeah.
Where he's doing career best work.
He is. But it's also kind of on a downward slope with the cash in on Edge and being involved
well,
in all
this stuff.
Well,
you'll notice
with
that
it
started
Edge.
Going south once Edge got involved. When he's orbiting about around Edge, nothing good happens for him. He's outside of Edge's shadow. He can show his talents to the world.
I mean, I didn't think he was a Hall of Famer in the first place because I just feel like he had kind of, I don't know, they never really capitalized on what he could be. Imagine if his whole career was what we've been seeing over the past 6 months.
It would have been glorious. First ballot going in Raw Hall of Famer.
Right, it'd have been a shoo-in. That's the case right there. But that hasn't been his career. It's always, it's 80% of it has been boring face Christian.
Well, you can't blame him for
not
that.
Not 80%. I'd say like, I don't know, 60%.
Can't blame him for all that anyway.
Yeah, sure you can.
Anyways.
I mean, the idea is we got to put in, Vince McMahon's creative into the Hall of Fame.
So Christian Cage,
mm-hmm.
The best year of his career, without mm-hmm. a doubt, 2023. Yeah. Career defining work.
Yeah.
Changing the narrative around his entire wrestling career so much. But here's the thing. He's long been well respected by his peers as being one of the best wrestlers.
Really do anything for me, to be honest with you.
So,
I don't care what other people think.
I nominate officially for the final time Christian Cage for the Going In Raw Hall of Fame.
All right. I will approve on two conditions.
Let me guess. Boogs is in and then my humiliation gets in.
Your humiliation definitely gets in. I could do without Boogs. There's more time for Boogs to make his case.
He's got two more opportunities. Yes,
but by this time next year, I'll completely forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Right. So your humiliation with Otis winning Money in the Bank definitely goes in because I feel like it's a Going In Raw moment that absolutely stands the test of time. and we yank Adam Mayhem out. You agree to those two stipulations, and Christian Cage gets in to the Going In Raw Hall of Fame. I think it's a fair deal. A lot of people remember, they remember so fondly the Otis moment. Some would say top Going In Raw moment of all time, maybe.
I wouldn't say that.
You want to see my Otis figure over there?
No, I don't. You're making an Otis figure
over there.
Gosh, it's Christian Cage's last chance too.
It's his last chance.
And he deserves to be in.
Well,
he deserves to be in.
Well,
he does.
Wow.
All right, Christian's in.
All right, as is your humiliation, as is Rick Boogs.
No. Boogs is not part of the deal.
Oh, that's right, Boogs. Sorry, Boogs. I tried. As is whatever else I said. Anyways. All right. So everybody got what they wanted. It's a good day.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good day, Tony.
All right.
Anyways, that's it for the Friendo Awards. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. See you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.